Welcome to the My Crazy Office podcast with the authors of Working With You Is Killing Me, Working For You Isn't Working For Me, and Mean Girls at Work, Kathy Elster and Catherine Crowley. They're committed to creating world peace, one crazy office at a time. And now, here are Kathy and Catherine.
Hey everyone, I'm Kathy Elster.
And I'm Catherine Crowley, and welcome to My Crazy Office Overtime.
So this week we're going to talk about working in a multi-generational office. Mm. So you may be working with people that are significantly older than you, or you may be working with people that are significantly younger than you, because we now have so many generations in the workplace that, you know, you could be next to somebody who's your grandmother. Could be your grandmother or someone who could be your grandchild, you know.
Yeah.
So it's causing some issues.
Yes, it is. Mm-hmm. Well, so just speaking from the, let's see, if you're a younger worker, generally speaking, and I think that we see more and more younger workers who are actually managing significantly older workers. What we've heard in a number of cases is that they have great information and facility with technology and probably a lot of expertise, but they often experience actually not being respected too well by their more senior, chronologically senior employees. And so, and what's interesting to me about that is that younger, well, let's say between 20s and 30s, early 30s, developmentally, they're still forming their professional identity. They're still trying to figure out who they are. And so the lack of support from an older employee can be really tough, actually, on them. They won't show it on the outside, but on the inside, it can really alter their sense of security and their sense of efficacy as a professional. Have you noticed anything along those lines, Kathy?
I mean, now that makes sense to me, because what I see is it's just, it's a clash.
Yeah.
Right. So now that kind of makes sense what you're saying. It's unfortunate because I think we need the younger generation to really help us with the technology, but the younger generation really needs the older workers for the institutional knowledge.
Absolutely. Right.
And just for their expertise and their historical perspective. So, you know, I think it takes a unique leader to allow that to work nicely together. And I've seen people be able to do it, but most don't do it well. Most of it,
Right.
You know, especially when the older workers, you know, have no patience.
Well, there's another thing.
Right.
And actually, this is also developmental. So as one matures and ages, you really don't care what people think about you. And that's good. It's liberating, but it can be problematic in a work experience, right? Because if you're, again, being managed by someone younger than you, you may seem cool, aloof, unimpressed, and also unwilling, right, to really adapt to whatever changes are coming down the pike, and appear as if you don't care what they think, because you may not. But that doesn't actually work well for the team building aspect of a company.
Yeah, but I also think that young people have no patience either for for older workers, and to you know, help them understand technology. So I think it goes both ways.
Yes. Right.
You know,
well, what's interesting is both, all generations want respect. I think that's the starter, right? So how is it that you convey that to someone who's older than you or someone who's significantly younger than you?
Yeah, I mean, I kind of always see it as, you know, it's if you liked your grandparents, if you liked your parents, you're probably a little bit better if you're young, you know. And same goes with if you were a parent, you probably understand younger workers a little bit better if you were a kind of patient parent. Because I like young people, because that's what I'm, you know, just based on my family, I like the young people that are around me. So, you know, it has to be, it's your orientation, but this is the way it's going to be for a while. Baby boomers are retiring at a record number this year and over the next couple of years, but it's going to be this way for a while. So we kind of have to get used to it and figure out a way to get along. I definitely think it's the leadership.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's interesting. When you mentioned, we were talking about it in a former podcast, the small business mind. I'm working with someone right now who's working for in a small business, and she's, you know, she's a boomer. Mm-hmm. And all of her peers are either X or younger, mm-hmm. and they want the X and younger want to, you know, socialize and hang out with each other and help each other and whatever, share their stories. And this individual is just like, I don't really want to do that. I'm tired. Mm-hmm. I want to go home. I don't want to have to play this game. Right. And what's happening is the owner, who is also younger than the client, she's just saying, look, this is just what we need. We need to have you here. Mm-hmm. You may not want to be here, but you're important to us. Your presence is important to us when we, if we go to lunch or if we do something, because that's part of how the staff will better understand you. Right. So I thought that's interesting.
The leadership. So how is it when she goes out now?
She still doesn't really want to do it, but it's getting better.
But that's a very positive spin.
Yes.
It is.
Yes. Yeah.
And so instead of being exhausted, she probably learned, okay, it's kind of energizing to go out with them.
Right.
And they do want my input. It's not even though I have to be bored by them.
Right.
Mm-hmm. It's kind of mutual.
Yeah.
And I think that's what it has to be. It's not the family. It's the workplace.
Yeah. Right.
So we're all working together, and we have to really work together.
Yeah.
And we do.
And, yeah.
All generations are bringing something to the table.
Right.
I like the way that space sounds, because it sounds very collaborative.
Yeah, very.
Yes.
And that's what life is. You have to collaborate with each other regardless of age or race or what orientation. It has to be.
Right.
I think we're kind of moving in that direction.
Very much.
Yeah, well, and then to Kathy's point, it does start with the leadership, because if the leadership is dismissive towards any generation,
it's a problem.
It's a problem, exactly.
And then there's wedges. I think, you know, every generation has their responsibility. So the young generation have a responsibility to make sure everybody gets the technology, which is so easy for them. But they also have a responsibility to learn. I mean, there's many years of learning before you know everything.
Right.
Yeah.
And I think the older generations have a responsibility to mentor. Mm. And teach and train. And I see a lot of resentful, and they don't want to do that. But you have to do that.
You have to share.
You have to give it back.
You do have to give it back.
Because they may even be better than you. And, you know, your day was there. Like, you have to now pass your knowledge on.
Right. That's such a good point. Because I do think that's part of it, is feeling that you're being pushed out, maybe.
Right.
And therefore feeling resentful, mm-hmm. and therefore unwilling to fully participate in what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's great to really think about that if you're in a more mature phase of your career, to think about what you want to be your legacy and what you want to be have contributed.
Mm-hmm. Right. And then, but then your knowledge becomes a benefit for the whole.
Absolutely.
Right.
Absolutely. You got to pass it on.
What a way to go out.
Right.
You know, and another interesting thing, you're talking about what youth brings. I think we were talking with a director of a program who just hired a new manager who's young, and she's like, her energy is fantastic, you know, like after being so tired of running a certain thing on your own and maybe with the same old people, that infusion of excitement and idealism is valuable.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So appreciating that as well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So hopefully you'll take what we say and maybe implement it into your work life.
Mm-hmm. Yes. So join us next time on another My Crazy Office Overtime. And in the meantime, we hope you enjoy your multi-generational office experience.
My Crazy Office is produced in New York City at K Squared Studios. Stay crazy.